Lesson 13. This is Commander Dana, and I'm going to share for a few minutes with you some things that I hope will help you teach your kids the subject of communion. Now, you know, I recently had someone tell me, I don't even want to try and teach that to adults. But I'm telling you, you can actually have a great time with your kids on this subject. Now, 1 Corinthians 11:24, which is our foundation scripture, I like to start with this. Jesus said this, "This is my body, which is given for you. Now do this to remember me." Do what? Of course, he was referring to what they were just starting to experience and having a meal together. Do this to remember me. Now, Jesus had a most unusual dinner reservation. I like to tell the kids, I like to paint the picture of what it was like and what this experience was. In other words, Jesus had a dinner reservation and his disciples didn't even know it. He just began to give them some real unusual instructions. He told his disciples, hey, you're going to see a man carrying water. Follow him. You know, complete strangers are going to give you what you need. And as the disciples did that, and I will go into some detail on this story with the kids, I'll say, okay, they followed a man carrying water. You know, then they met strangers and they found out a private room had been prepared for them. In other words, someone they didn't know and that didn't know them said, yes, the room's all ready. Well, by now, the disciples must have been thinking, okay, this is really not the normal. We don't know what's going on. This must be a big deal. And that's the thought that I want you to start bringing through to the kids. What we're trying to do is painting a picture to the kids that something important is going to happen. Now, they got some real unusual instructions at dinner. Of course, once they were in the room, they probably thought, okay, this was kind of weird, you know, how this all happened, but we're having dinner together. I get it. Well, they didn't see the whole picture yet. While they were eating, Jesus held up bread. He did something that was the normal with it in that he began to pull pieces off of it. But what he said, they had never heard before. He held up that bread in front of them and he said, hey guys, this is my body. And I believe when he said body, he tore that bread in half. And I believe that as he began to distribute it, they were at that point in time thinking, man, what's going on? This is different. Well, Jesus said, this is my body, which is broken for you. And then we know he held up the wine and he said, this is the blood that I'm going to shed, the remission of sin for many. They didn't understand that Jesus would die for them, but they knew that what they were seeing was something important. Jesus went on to say this, this is what I want you to do. I want you to break bread. In other words, I want you to have this special meal that we call communion and do it for this reason, to remember me. What they found out in the days ahead was that when Jesus died for them, that his body was broken so that their bodies could be whole. Jesus' blood was shed so that we could be reborn and be different than we had ever been before or would ever be again. This is the critical part, remembering what Jesus did for us and why he did it. And that's what I like to leave my super kids with. Kids, if Jesus said it was so important for us to remember, let's make sure that as we take communion together today, we remember what he did for us and why he did it, because he loves us.